Call to order the meeting of September 8, 2016 of the Recreation Commission.
Ross Davis. Bill Ray.
Here.
Yvonne Cruz.
Here.
Christina Diamata Miller.
Here.
Dave Gibbous. Simon Ponder.
Here.
Tanya Walker.
Here.
We have first order of business. We have the minutes from the August 11, 2016 meeting. Entertain a motion for approval.
I wasn't here.
Wasn't here either.
Somebody was here.
Somebody, I was here, so yes.
We have a motion for approval. I need a second.
I second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, like sign. Motion carries. Is there any public comment? Persons wishing to appear? Unfinished business.
Nobody shows up.
We're actually working on that, by the way. Putting together a schedule.
Well, we're also doing things.
Yeah.
And any unfinished business?
Not that I won't cover in the project report.
Okay. And new business?
So we talked last time about doing a tour to bring you all up to speed on the different projects we have going on. So I didn't know, we talked last time about whether you wanted to start an hour earlier so we would start at 3 and try to be done by 5, or if you'd rather start at 4 and go till 6.
Depends on the date for me. Do you know what date?
So it would be October 13th.
I would, for work reasons, 4 to 6.
Okay.
Or 4:30, 6:30, something like that.
Oh, 4:30, okay. Thanks. That's the normal time. Right. That's what we meant.
October 13th.
Either time's fine with me.
You don't have a calendar with you?
I don't have a schedule.
Beautiful, isn't it? Oh, yeah, I love it. I can't wait till I don't have a schedule.
Schedule's a beautiful thing.
So how's that look? Are y'all all right with doing it at 4:30?
She said 4, right?
Wait. 4:30.
We said 4:30?
Yeah, well, I said 4, but it is, I forget. I was forgetting y'all start at 4. We have different
time changes.
In November. So it'll get darker.
Yeah, so it should be all right still by October 13th.
Just, you know, brainstorming would be any problem with traffic driving around at 5 and stuff like that, or just whatever it is.
They'll get out of our way.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, in the past, haven't we met in the morning and done it? Why am I remembering?
No, we did it
in
at
the
regular
afternoon.
Time.
Yeah. Well, when we did the O'Reilly Center, we did. But what, the year before, did
we? No,
it?
When we got in the vans and drove around, it was a normal meeting time.
Was it a normal meeting time?
Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to do a tour with you every 6 months. We're going to be getting a minibus. Not for this one, we won't have it. But so that hopefully we can all get on one in one vehicle.
Well, if you're going to do it at the regular meeting time, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's going to be okay. So you're going to do it 4:30 to 6:30?
Yeah. Okay. And it may not take 2 hours. I just, if you could reserve that time. Okay. As we, you know, a lot of what we want you to see is right here.
Right.
So we're going to go over to Discovery Center. If you haven't already been there, they will have the dinosaur exhibit there. And you can see that, and then we'll go to the art park. There's some, I wanted to show you where the proposed new Northeast Park is. It's just a little neighborhood park, but we're trying to trade property. But just show you the neighborhood and why that need is there to have that park there. We'll get out to Fort King. There's not much going on there right now, but hopefully by then something will be happening.
Are we coming on the, I'll bring that up under comments and by board members.
Okay, so we're going to go with October 13th at 4:30, which is normal time. And we'll provide you some snacks so you won't get hangry. Appetizers. There you go, Snickers and soda. All right. Want me to go on to staff?
Yeah, go ahead and go on into
staff. All right, so under projects, I'll just update you on a couple things. Skate park, we're moving forward with design. I have to schedule another meeting with Paul. We're gonna do some test digs just to make sure that the geotechnical that we did is in fact what is out there. And the only reason we say that is we know we got a lot of limestone out there. Things show pretty good on the borings that we did, but when we did borings of the art park, we managed to miss every single bit of the rubble that's still under there. When they took those old warehouses down, they left the slabs and just buried them. And we didn't know that. We did borings and managed to miss, I think we did like 4 borings and managed to miss every bit of it. So we just want to do a couple test digs just to make sure. And we'll do that with internal staff and the engineer. So we're going to put a FERDAP grant in. So probably during the next meeting, we will talk about that while we're driving around, because I need to get it on the record that we've had the conversation. As FERDAP scoring, you have to have a advisory, you have to discuss the project in an advisory board meeting in order to get maximize your points. So we will do that. And that's a grant we're going to write to help provide some funding for the skate park. It's going to barely put a dent in what we need, but we're putting together.
How much is the grant for?
$200,000.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the city, we still have money. I think we spent 50-something thousand on the design, and so we have another $150,000 still set aside for it. And we've been talking with the city manager's office about alternatives and what our fundraising plan looks like. So.
Is there any, because it comes and goes and comes and goes, but in the grant application or with the city, or maybe with the state, of looking at these parks as activity centers for economic development?
Yeah, not much.
Because we're seeing them, meeting with a guy yesterday, matter of fact, down in Lake County on parks, and they're looking at it from that standpoint of where we're not creating a skate park, we're creating a competitive skate venue for hosting things such as the X Games. And
those communities like Lake City that are, you have to have a certain population mm-hmm. to be able to maximize your tourist development tax. We don't meet the requirement. We can only charge the bed tax. We can only charge our tourist tax on hotels.
Right.
So when you get those cities that can charge it on food and beverage served at restaurants, they're the ones that have the money to give out for capital improvement projects. Our TDC, the amount of money that they bring in, they're turning around and spending it all on just events and marketing. So they did just increase it. So they are looking at some capital projects, but the county's got so many projects and it runs through the county that
it still amazes me that we sit with Silver Springs, that was the largest tourist destination attraction in Florida and in the Southeast. And whoever's driving that boat, that economic engine is not.
Right. County Commission, right?
No, state.
Yeah, the state now. At one time the county commission wanted to take it over. There was a public outcry that they didn't want the county taking over it. So now you have the state parks that's trying to run it. But the Florida State Park System has a very different, philosophical guide towards, resource management. And they are not looking at it as a
economic driver.
For a return on investment of public dollars.
So, and then the art park, that project is nearing completion. The grand opening will be on, when is the centennial?
15th, October?
October 15th.
I think.
15th, yeah.
That's going to also be the grand opening of the art park. That is going to be the centennial celebration.
The centennial of Tuscarora? Mm-hmm. Is the 15th.
Yeah, and it's, I think it starts at 5 o'clock. And they'll, and it's at the art park, and they will have fireworks too. Also, the same night is Shakespeare in the Park. Mm-hmm. We're not putting that on, but it's right here at Tuscarora Park, the outdoor stage. So
is the centennial of Tuscarora at the art park?
Mm-hmm.
Not at Tuscarora. Mm-hmm.
Well, the art park is the newest part of Tuscarora Park.
It's not the back of the train station?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. It all connects.
Got it.
So we thought it would be a good way to celebrate the centennial by celebrating the newest addition to the park. So that's it's a beautiful park. If you have,
is there like
there.
A whole event and mm-hmm. people are being invited yep. and it's being advertised?
And the, yeah, and they have a they're doing an art project that night with picnic tables and old china. So if you have an old piece of family china that you're willing to sacrifice for it, they're doing mosaic tile on the picnic tables as a art project. And so they're looking for all of the community to just, you know, a little piece here and there, you can get your family heritage as part of Tuscarora's heritage. Oh,
did they get the cards, save the date cards?
I think we handed them out at the last meeting.
I was at the last meeting.
I have a stack on my desk.
I was going to say, I could grab them.
Is there going to be, is it just the city or is it?
No, it's open to the public.
No, but is it like the municipal art? Is anybody else, like, is it an event or is it just
showing? It's an event.
Tickets? Do we need to buy tickets?
It's free to the public. There'll be music. There's going to be that art project. There'll be different performances and painters out there.
Food, drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually when you do that, like MCA or something like that, is going to be involved. No, it's not a fundraiser.
I'm sure they'll be there. No, it's not a fundraiser.
So just show up and all right.
Yeah, I'm sure that MCA, FAFO, different arts organizations will definitely do that.
Because otherwise, who's paying for the food?
Just in case.
She's got sponsors, sure. And then the city's paying. The city set up a budget for the centennial celebration.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, this answers everything.
Yeah, a little information on the back.
Very nice. Air painting is.
Plein air painting?
Yeah, what is that?
That means painting outside. It's a plein air garden. And so it's got little plazas where an artist would set up and paint the landscape. And it's a beautiful place because there's, with Seminole there, as much as we all want to say Seminole is it, from an artistic standpoint, there's lots going on there. Mm-hmm. And then the trains that come through and the wildlife and the flowering tree. It's really pretty. It's a pretty spot. So it'll be.
That's neat.
And it's a beautiful park. They did a great job. Melissa Townsend, our cultural arts manager, has handled that project. And I mean, she has handled every single. There are some times that Bob the Builder, Bob Hutchinson, we've sat in meetings where she said, she was telling him about the brick pavers. I want four different colors, and I want them alternated as they're laid. And he goes, I mean, his eyes are just like glasses.
Can you get on that calendar?
He's like, okay, well, I can guarantee we can buy four colors, but I don't know about my dude getting it perfect.
That's a good one.
I had to Google because I've never heard plain.
I didn't either.
Can we get on that calendar?
I would think we should. Plein Air Florida.
Is a calendar.
I'll talk to Vicki, who does our marketing. I'll make a mention.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't know what plein air was, so I Googled it.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
That level of detail that you're
now
talking
I know.
About, you know, the contractors and stuff, they will come in and always complain and always tell us you can't do it. But when you get into the iconic places, iconic parts, iconic architecture that you remember about places, strange how they were able to do it.
Yeah. You know. And I will tell you this. Bob has come a long way. He has learned patience like you've never seen. We'd sit in these meetings, and I know he's just like, is she really asking me this? But just like us, you can't say no to these arts people. Because, I mean, they're so passionate, right? It's like crushing a baby. So, you just say yes and show up. Say, where do you want me to put it? So he's done great. He's done beautiful work out there, too. But just the details, like the shade structures are going up right now. There's two different ones. One's the one over the stage hadn't started yet, but then there's another one. And it's they look like a paint, what do you call the palette?
Mm-hmm. The paint palettes.
Yeah. And then the main entry sign, she had a tile artist do the Art Park logo, which probably
it's on the front
sign. They use like a subway logo in the background. Yeah, that's the sign. Turned out beautiful.
It's gorgeous. That is beautiful.
And then even in the brick paver plazas, they have some stepping stones that are engraved with art quotes from and on all the plazas along the way. It's like that. So really good stuff. True attention to detail that makes it a special place. Also, the Lillian Bryant splash pad, that was approved by council last night. So we're going into, that's a design build contract. Design will be complete by the beginning of October. We're probably, even with their submittal, we're about at 60%, so it's not gonna take much to bring those to final form. Construction will start in December, I think. That will be open, they'll be done in March and we'll open in April.
Isn't it a nice splash pad last week in decent neighborhood pad that's at the park adjacent to middle school. And it was really nice. It was compact. It didn't have the, you know.
Did it have the overhead stuff too?
Yes.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yes, on each end. And then they had the overhead ones on each end. Had a little wall and water coming from there. Like a little boat, the spouts, and then the, you know.
So this one will be more like that. Citizen Circle is really just a fountain that the kids play in, which they have a blast in. This one will have those spray jets like Citizen Circle, but it also have the overhead stuff like we have at the swimming pools. Our theme is going to be, because it's we're going to go with Lillian's Garden and then decided to go with Lily's Pad instead. And so it'll be a frog and lily pad theme with the browns
like
and greens.
Yeah.
So,
the surface, will it be padded?
No, they're not. It's not padded. It's the same surface you find on a pool deck. Yeah, the padding. Yeah, the padding stuff is real hard to maintain in a water environment over time. It's pretty costly to maintain. Yeah. So this one will be similar to Citizen Circle. That it'll be, makes it easier to pressure wash it. But this one is, the operating system of this one is just like a swimming pool system. We're recirculating.
Recyclable.
Yeah. At Citizen Circle, because we have a lot of lawn at City Hall to water, we reuse there. So we didn't have to have the whole pool system to treat the water because we water the grass with the water. That's why that grass is so green, because all those kids peeing in the street.
And this one's bigger, right, Kathy?
Yeah, this one's about, Citizen Circles is about 2,500 square feet. This one's going to be about 4,000 square feet.
Oh,
yeah, it's a nice size. And a 25 by 25 shade structure. Alongside it, so it's going to be nice. We're excited. And then we're still in negotiations on the Fort King National Historic Landmark Fort reconstruction. Getting pretty close to finalizing that contract and getting that underway. Archaeology work is almost done. We had a couple nice finds. The latest one, you know, we're trying to build this fort to original space. But we don't have real detailed blueprints of how the fort was built. So there's a lot of speculation made based on a couple things. We have blueprints of the first fort. We have a diary entry that talks about the second fort being built using the same blueprints. We have a diary foot drawing and then diary descriptions. And so from that, from that point, we just are making assumptions. But one of the big questions was, were the palisade walls, were they made of round logs or halved logs? A lot of the forts that you see reconstructed are built of whole, reconstructed of whole logs. So we felt like from the drawings, but you know, they're one-dimensional drawings by a soldier in the field with no light. But in the snow. Oh wait, we're in Florida. But we felt they were half logs. So there was a lot of discussion about that during that and some other things, you know, how tall were the logs and just all that kind of stuff. So during the archaeology work, they found one of the logs.
Really?
Still preserved in the ground. It had been burned, and so that just preserved it even better, and it was halved. So let me tell you right now, this is going to be a very ugly fort.
Why?
They were ugly forts, and we wanted to be authentic. They were not pretty. They cut
St. Augustine's beautiful.
I think, and I've seen them where they're done out of split logs, and to understand why they did it, it gives a lot greater clarity to them. A lot of them were not necessarily sawn; they were split. But when it's taking you, you know, 4 hours a day to cut down one tree,
yep,
and you've cut down that one tree and limbed it. Now, do we make it twice as wide, or do we go cut down another tree? Mm-hmm. That when it's me and my buddies, I got to lug them up by hand to where they're going to go in. And
so, and that group is doing Fort King. Heritage Association. They're doing the fundraising for the local match, and then some. Our number right now, it's looking like they need to raise about $360,000. They're close to the $100,000 mark right now. And then there's a list of things that if they can get it donated locally by suppliers, that it'll just reduce the amount of cash that they have to raise. So, but they're in good spirits about it and seem pretty optimistic. They have a couple fundraisers coming up, and when we get more information on that, we'll make sure we get it to you all. That's all I have on projects, unless you have any questions about other things.
What's going on at my favorite pedestrian stormwater park, where I think we're paving the down at 31st and...
I know where you're at.
Yeah. Are they paving the parking lot, and they've got concrete trucks in there, got the trail shut down?
I don't know either.
I'm going to be nosy.
That's a good question.
But the sinkhole, right?
No, that one wasn't a sinkhole.
It was over on...
Further down.
It was over by Trinity. It was over the other way.
No. It's over by the Walgreens.
Yeah, it's over by the Walgreens.
Like 2800 or something.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow. So maybe it is related to that.
Could be, but they're not down in the bottom of the pond, because that's where actually the sinkhole is.
They might just be storing the equipment there.
No.
Because, you know, they're injecting...
Two separate things. Yeah. The one in the sinkhole, yeah, they're going in with a boring system, and then they're injecting, you know, non-metallic grout down into the, you know, crevices to make a huge giant footer, and then they'll come back in with a concrete layer and fix that.
And this is near that?
No. This is the other one where we've got the pedestrian walking fitness trail.
I know where the trail is.
Yeah, that's the one they got.
The sinkhole is the other side of the world.
Yeah, they've got the path shut down, the parking lot shut down.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
That is kind of...
You don't know what for?
No, I'm going to go be nosy. Yeah.
Why is it shut down? I'll be nosy.
I don't know. Okay. They're either one, they're going to be paving the parking lot.
Will you let me know?
I will.
I'll check and
Well, it's like, it's like we've always said, and that is right now that parking lot gets filled up with people driving there to walk and fitness because there's no other alternatives. And because when, you know, you go in as hard as you can to get this stuff budgeted, and other people, oh no, we've got this other big old project. If they just give you the budget to put sidewalks around...
They should give me the budget.
They should give you the budget to put sidewalks, 5-foot sidewalks around every stormwater pond you can find.
Actually, I don't pay for those. stormwater pays for them, and every new retention area that goes in the ground, that there's adequate land, will have a sidewalk.
We've got on the south side of that road.
And they will now be 10-foot sidewalks.
Really?
Nice!
Because especially when they're small, people are going different directions, and or they're passing each other, and if little 4-foot, 5-foot sidewalk, it's hard to get past each other.
10-foot works, you can get by with 8. So when everyone gets in, it gets crazy. Yeah, and then they'll try and argue, the engineers will try and argue down for 6 for some reason. Mm-hmm. They hate sidewalks. But when you get
in... Our engineers love it.
Yeah, but 10 feet actually in the long run works because now you've got a stabilized path that if you've got to drive equipment on, then...
Then you just doubled your amount of path. Because
absolutely.
If a 5-foot
now you got
is good,
two,
a 10-foot path is double good.
Well, I assume it's skinny people walking, so 4 feet's fine.
No, that's not the ones that are walking.
No, it's those of us who are a little wider than you
need to walk.
We want two of those. We want both couples walking.
Side
by
side. You want to be able to walk side by side and have the other couple coming up.
Truth be told, I don't even care how wide it is.
Literally, I ain't walking. Right. I'm with her. I ain't walking.
Funny story, I was walking. My husband and I, we decided we'll wait until it gets a little cooler and start back up. So we were walking, and about the third night, and the third phone call to a ranger, I hear, how does she keep noticing this stuff? And one of the other staff said, well, because she and her husband are walking a different park every night.
You know, it's with the new craze that has come up, and everyone's heard about it with, you know, with Pokemon and everything, and have talked to two different groups. There's a one group, and I just call them the curmudgeon group. This is a stupid game. Why are those kids out there playing? Why are they out there doing that? That's crazy. And then I was talking with campus safety, you know, at Rollins, was talking with another campus safety group, and they're like, we love it. We absolutely love it. Because it gets people outdoors.
Yeah.
It gets eyes on the parks.
Yep.
And now we've got 2,100 video cameras in a park.
Yes.
Yep.
At
That's
any
right.
time. I said, he said, our calls, our complaints, everything. I mean, it's like percentage drop, but the use has gone up.
Well, it's like Jim Poyard said, Pokemon Go and a fee-based park. Cha-ching.
Oh. if you take, if we were, the you know, I've gotten drawn into it, but you go over to, what's our big?
Cardi Island.
Jervy Gant.
Jervy Gant.
The trails, the walking, all of a sudden now.
Tuscarawas.
Crazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And now it's found out because it's linked in with Google Earth. You get your parks linked into Google Earth. And you're going to start getting, you know, stations. You're going to get start getting
well,
Pokemon
you can
stops.
Buy them.
Yeah.
You can buy
but
them.
You're exactly
you
right. Cha-ching.
Buy them.
You could buy what?
A Pokemon.
Pokemon stop.
Yeah.
Oh.
Put it
you
wherever.
Have a better chance of me walking the park than buying a park. I thought you meant you could buy a park. I'm like, what?
You can do that.
There's funding.
We were just up in Durham, and the restaurants that had Pokemon stops in them, we're probably 40% busier than the restaurants that didn't have them in them.
Is it a machine or something?
No.
What do you mean you're buying?
What you do, it's linked into Google Earth.
Yeah.
And so you buy it from Google Earth. It's like advertisement. And then Google Earth takes this little flag. They drop a little pin where you are.
Okay.
And they also do them randomly. I mean,
I
they do a lot
on their own. The random ones are wreaking havoc. You know, they're in people's homes and churches and
where
they don't need to be.
No, there's a lot of myth that there is in that, but they're not in homes. They're not in churches. They're in public places, parks. They're next to right-of-ways and stuff.
And even if they're in a place that you don't want it, you can ask them to remove it.
That's right.
You can't. Okay.
Because it's Google Earth. What they've done is where you've already located and you've asked to be located. Okay. And they say, well, okay, then we'll drop the Pokemon stop.
Okay.
Now the arrow, when people look at it, it may be sitting right in the middle of a house. But if you're within 50 to 100 feet of it, you can still catch it. You don't have to be right underneath there and get it. It's just if you're within the area. Like if there was one over at Discovery Center, there'd be a good chance that I could reach it from here.
Okay.
But what we're seeing with parks and everything else like that, if you want activity, and you're exactly right, cha-ching.
Yeah.
You get people using them, you get people having fun, you get that interaction.
I heard on the radio this morning they're moving the Mom Barker House to Kearney Island.
Yes, that, how cool is that?
That is very cool.
Yeah.
I imagine that's going to cost, but I think it'll at least get foot traffic, and they saved it.
They tried to get a grant from the state to just buy the whole property.
They wanted too much.
And that didn't come through.
No, right.
So, all right.
So are they going to widen the trails on some of the other parks?
Well, when we, no. When we redid Jervie Gant, we made it wider. And so, Scott Springs, we didn't, it's a pretty short trail, so we didn't want to make it too much wider. Because you get so wide, but then, you know, and it's the woods. You know, it feels like, you don't want a super highway going through the woods. Jervie Gant, you know, that trail is so spread out, it's perfect. And a lot of traffic. I guess that drives it too, when there's a lot of traffic.
Really?
People are passing each other constantly. So, as we go in and replace trails, when trails need to be redone, we will make them wider.
Yeah, my son and his friends love it.
Is it still
all over my neighborhood?
We have the sorriest maintenance crew in the world out here. They mow that far away from the trail.
Someone else said that to me at Thompson's Bowl.
They're back. The grass is growing.
You do know that you have two Pokestops that are reachable from right here where I'm sitting.
Did you bring
them?
Yeah. And there's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, this is a good area. You'll have people come into this area just to walk around in the park to collect Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. We see them all.
Wasn't there something in the paper last week about something else going on at Tuscaloosa? An art exhibit, maybe? No? Was there something else going on at Tuscaloosa? There's a flyer in here. There's one. No, I saw.
Oh, yeah. The end of summer bash.
Paper probably was on the Labor Day thing.
Dinosaur exhibit now?
I forget what it was. I was in North Carolina and I was reading the paper and it said something about Tuscaloosa.
Quite a few people come out for the union activities on Labor Day.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
That was in the paper.
Maybe that's what it was.
Even
the expression swing, that's what it was.
Oh,
the expression swing. That's super cool. That is good job. Kudos. Was that you?
That was Vicki Ramsey.
I'm going to give her a kiss on the lips.
And
good
Jeff
for her.
Curly.
Yep.
I like it. That's what I read when I was gone. I'm like,
that was really
very
that
nice
very
for
story.
Us. Yes.
Yeah. It was. All right, parks operations. The only thing I really have to report is that we're interviewing tomorrow for the Parks Division Head. Hopefully this time around we find our guy or gal. Well, it'll be a guy.
Yeah.
It's all our
they're all guys.
This is Alex?
No, this is, I don't even think y'all met Gabriel.
Mm-mm.
So Julie is apparently irreplaceable. I'm just going to say.
You didn't know I could told you that, yeah.
So we hired someone to replace Julie. She was here about 4 months. That didn't work out. Then we interviewed again. We hired somebody, but he couldn't start for 2 months because he lived in New York and he needed to relocate one of his kids to finish school for the year. So we decided to wait it out. Super guy. Got here, worked here 3 days, and said that his wife was just not happy. This was not happening. So he left. So
you
then
should have sent him my card.
It was bad because I really, really liked him. He would have been good for us. So but you know, you gotta be happy where you're at. Then we put it out again, we interviewed, and that didn't work out. That wasn't a good interview pool. Sometimes they're great. I mean, we had one group that we interviewed 5 people.
Right.
And we had a lot of open positions, and we hired 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was a really good pool.
So, well, whoever takes Julie's job has to deal with the tennis center, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to take a special.
But they don't even know that till after they're
here. That might be why they're not working.
So we're interviewing again tomorrow. We got a pretty good looking applicant pool. We have one internal, mm-hmm. one from the county, and then a couple others.
Where are you advertising?
I'm not sure where it's advertised. I know FRPA. On our website. Yeah. I know that there are headhunter groups that pull from our website, and you can tell there's a difference in how the application comes through, whether they pulled it off our applied directly off our website or through one of those other agencies. So that's how you know that it's been pulled. So that's it. Hopefully we find someone.
So is Alex still here then?
Alex is still here. Okay. I guess he couldn't be here. I think Alex forgets these people. I don't know how.
I don't either.
I need to make sure this gets on Alex's.
Is he the one that from South Florida?
Yes. He is fitting in great. Super guy.
Good. Whose job did he take?
He took Irish.
Irish, that's what I thought. Yeah. Good.
And then I don't know if Diane had retired before our last meeting, but Diane Leaf, who has run our senior centers, she retired. We had hired a lady into our coordinator job. We have a coordinator marketing type position here. But she had a lot of recreation experience, and she basically just took the coordinator job to get her foot in the door. So when Diane's job came open, she applied for that. And she interviewed really well, and we knew with her background that. But she's doing great things, and I'll tell you, mm-hmm. we also hired, and the other two ladies down there retired at the same time. So they had said that they were all going to retire together. So we knew that was coming. Then we hired this other lady, Shatara
Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Super, super girl. She just makes you smile. I said, those seniors are going to have culture shock. What hit them when she comes walking in? So we have already had people come down here. It's so nice to get these kind of compliments, but we had a couple ladies.
I don't know, probably, I'm not good at age guessing, but late 20s?
Yeah,
probably, or maybe 30, I don't know.
Okay, I met her a couple of weeks ago kickball game at Lillian Bryant.
Is that Shatara?
Maybe.
Sure. The name sounds.
Is she smiling just nonstop? She's like, and I just love it. I mean, she just is. So we had two ladies come down to the admin office to tell us what a blessing Roxy and Shatara are, that the turnaround up there and the whole atmosphere, it's just wonderful. I mean, even staff goes up there to just see what's going on. It's really cool. And Roxy's got all kinds of new program ideas. So it's going to be good. It's always good to get a fresh face in that, you know, we get in our ruts. So it's good. It'll be good for our seniors. And she's already got all kinds of things lined up, so. Between the two of them, they'll probably wear those seniors out. So yes, Alex is still here. He's just survived his first summer with us. And then we went to conference. He's got a lot of connections. He's been involved with FRPA for years. So he really enjoys conference and came back with all kinds of great ideas. So he won't have time to implement any of them, but. So he's really pulling his group together on new programming ideas, and so a lot of good conversation.
Now, did he pick up additional responsibility with the art walk and the art park? There was something in the paper that named him as being underneath Melissa Townsend or something.
No, that's Alex Marcello.
Oh, different Alex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex Marcello is a female. She's cultural arts coordinator.
Gotcha.
Yeah. She helps Melissa do all that stuff. She's a super girl. Mm-hmm. She does a good job. But she's one, you've probably seen her because sometimes she ends up in here when we're having meetings. You might have seen her in here. She hangs all the artwork. So everyone's
Melissa's super cool too.
Yeah,
you've done a great job. filling these spots, because they were hard spots.
Yeah.
And Julie was great. Irie was great.
Yep.
So that's good.
Yeah, it's fun for sure. I think we got a good mix right now. You know, you got to have your legacy people. I typically call it us dinosaurs. You need a good balance of legacy people and people who are new. Otherwise, you do kind of get in a rut. Although we have a city manager that would never let us get in a rut because there's a new idea every other minute.
Is that good? That's good, right?
Oh, it is good. It's great. Keeps things exciting. It wears you out, but it keeps you wanting to come back to see what's next.
Good.
Or to make sure there's nothing next. Right. Sometimes you got to guard your turf, right? I send my boss emails and say, and don't reorganize me while I'm gone. I'm going out of town for a couple of days. I'd like for everybody.
Kind of like my department being, where's that?
Same place. We can talk about it when I get back. No, it's all good. Pools, I'll just go right into recreation. I'm assuming you're going to do special services report.
Okay.
They'll be, if they're not already sick of listening to me by then. Pools are closed, end of summer. Staff, they got a minute to breathe, and then they'll be rolling right into ice rink and fall t-ball and adult softball and all kinds of stuff going on. But nothing's as crazy as summer camp.
Yeah. Were the pools successful getting people in, taking swimming lessons, everything?
Yeah, there were a lot of people. They're working on their summer reports right now. At the end of the summer, each of the supervisors have to do a report on all their numbers and their finances and issues and what they can do different next year, you know, what suggestions on programs, what did work, what didn't work. So they're still working on those reports. Pools closed. This was the last weekend, this past weekend. So other than they have schools, you know, school groups are in there practicing, but it's good stuff.
So that's it with rec?
Yep.
Special services. I think we talked last month about the upcoming events that y'all have a flyer for the end of summer bash, which is, a week and a half away, September 17th. Here in Tuscarora Park. We talked about the cultural festival. Of course, Light Up Ocala is right around the corner. We're already working on that, working on the marketing and posters, getting that word out. So,
what was the last thing you said?
Light Up Ocala Festival is coming up.
When is that?
November
19th.
Yeah. Is it November? Holy cow.
Yeah.
It's like tomorrow.
That's like 2 months from now. Is that insane?
It's crazy. And it'll go so fast getting there.
Summer from June until the end of August with me, it just blinked and it was gone.
And is there ever not busy time anymore? I mean, remember you used to have a downtime? That's when you did your filing?
Nope.
Yeah, what's that?
No, you just throw all the stuff all off.
I mean, you should see the piles.
Yeah.
No, you got to come in on a weekend. Much. Get that stuff done. It's crazy. There is no downtime anymore.
File anymore because you don't have paper anymore.
I wish we
did. No,
I wish.
No, that's not a good story.
More paper.
Both. Yeah. Dinosaur exhibit, which Kathy referenced, should be coming in the end of this month. And we're going to be training whatever docents we get that have signed up to volunteer with us on October 3rd for it to open October 5th. I think we're talking about maybe a VIP soft opening before it opens to the public. So we'll know more about that once
we'll
Susan
do a ribbon
makes a
cutting
decision.
At the elevator.
Right, at the same time.
So y'all will know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once they... I just threw the elevator part in, I think, yesterday or the day before. So she ain't got that quite worked out yet.
She'll get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this scholarship fund?
To let them play?
Yeah.
So a lot of our children can't afford to attend, whether it's camp or to play t-ball or basketball. So
it's
so
all
when,
of the programs.
Yeah.
That's what
yes.
it's for. Okay.
Yeah, so people can donate funds to help
that's nice.
Those less fortunate to be able to participate. So
To get out your yard sale dollars.
That's right.
And honestly, it's evolving. It's a new, we hope to eventually make it a not-for-profit organization, but for now, it's needs-based, but it's not just low income. So if there is a financial change in a family's, if they have a change in their financial situation, that, you know, some people, they might have a, and I'm just going to make numbers up. Say you got a $200,000 income, but mom gets laid off, and now your income just went in half, but, you know, you were living within your means, and you're still paying, you know, we don't want that, even those kids to miss out. Right. So if there is a change in finances that create a hardship, we'd like to recognize that, too. So this isn't a program that is only for kids that in the low-income bracket, although they're the no-brainers. I mean, obviously, we're going to try to scholarship them in. And in a lot of cases, if it's like a camp program, we'll try to just handle that without getting a scholarship fund. But we have some great organizations in this community that help to fund some of that. Mm-hmm. Foster programs and just other children's programs that will, even some through like the centers or whatever, that they will scholarship some kids into camp. And sometimes they have specific kids, like they have someone they're serving and there's a need for those kids to be somewhere. And so, but sometimes it's just a general, we're gonna scholarship five kids, you pick the kids kind of thing. So same with swim lessons. We get a lot of scholarships for swim lessons. It's organizations that are looking to, that they pay for it. And it doesn't necessarily hit the fund, we just put it in the straight in the revenue account, so it's good. We do fundraisers at some of our events. Catherine Stewart usually heads that up. She'll put together a basket for a raffle or...
Has this always been around? I just never was aware of it.
Maybe a couple years.
2 years, I think. Two and a half, maybe. Yeah. Right after.
Okay. It's not real old, and there's not tons of money. We used to have a Friends of Parks organization, and we talked about implementing a new Friends of Parks, and decided instead to start with this. Our thought is that eventually, when we get time to work on it, that it will help to fund play equipment and capital improvements as well. But obviously, it takes some time to put that kind of thing together. But it's got potential.
Comments for board members?
Comments from board members?
Wait, can I hear Rebecca?
Yeah.
Kind of. Entertain motion to adjourn.
Entertain motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Need a second?
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Yeah.
Opposed, like sign. Motion carried.
Oh, well,
that's funny.
Thank you.
Make sure everyone signed in if you haven't.
Thank you all.
Thank you.